have renowned zoologist on the phone with us right now, Chris Humphrey. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jack and Jill.
Now, you have a fantastic new book out at the moment, which is encouraging the kids of Australia to really embrace the creepy crawlies of our backyard.
Exactly, because, you know, the biodiversity out there is under threat. And what better place to start is in your backyard or even in your, your front doorstep or just in your schoolyard. There's animals abound. You just have to get down and dirty and have a look.
I love that you're trying to explain to kids how important these creepy crawlies are and these insects are for, our ecosystem, really, because let's be honest, if you find one of them in your backyard and you've never seen it before, it's probably going to creep the hell out of you and you might stomp on it.
Exactly. And look, most kids squish on worms and tread on ants, but we don't realise that these animals are vital for the food webs. Animals eat them. But many of these creatures, they might not be the most attractive creatures in the world, but they have such a vital role in breaking down organic waste. And, they're such an important part of the ecosystem that we need to look after them. And apart from their jobs that they do, they're so incredibly interesting if you take the time to look at them.
Chris, I've got a little snippet from your book in front of me, and I'm just looking at the page where you're holding a spider very casually. It scares me.
Yeah, look, it's interesting. Like, a lot of people have phobias of spiders, but
Jack is one of them.
I'm scared of mice and rats, so we're all scared of something.
Yeah.
But every animal's got a job to do. Every animal is important, and you can't just save your favourites.
True. I like that. And I like how in your book also you've given us fun facts. You're really breaking it down for the kids, but also the parents who are reading this with their kids. It makes it so easy to learn.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, look, there's amazing facts. And a lot of these creatures, that they seem so alien to us, but they do have parallels and actually like synergies with our sort of lives as well. I mean, you know, the spider's got a big fat abdomen like a school lunchbox that you take to school, so they can survive for 3 months without having to eat a meal. And,
wow.
You know, spiders have generally four pairs of eyes, so four pairs of sunglasses. So we try and sort of anthropomorphise the animals and make it relevant to kids. So, you know, my philosophy is, you know, if you understand something, you have empathy for it, and you're more likely to respect it and safeguard it and look after it.
I do love that. Have you got a favourite insect, Chris?
Well, yeah, look, the book's sort of peppered with insects, but also arachnids and myriapods and crustaceans. But my favourite insect in the book is the Montes stick insect, you know, the leaf insect, which is the most cryptic creature on the planet. It looks like a leaf.
Yes.
You wouldn't see it. And, you know, basically only two females have ever been discovered alive in the wild because they're so well at hiding, so good at hiding.
Yeah, well, they camouflage with pretty much any natural habitat, don't they?
Exactly right. I mean, and a lot of these creatures, I mean, love learning about bum-breathing bugs. You know, they breathe out of their abdomen, but they don't have a nose like you and I do. So, you know, just interesting things like that, you know, stick insect poo, it's called frass, you know, just interesting, you know, tidbits of information that kids can go, wow, that's really cool, but it's also empowering knowledge. And, you know, kids, even my daughters, don't read so much these days. We're trying to make it like a three-dimensional experience where kids can see my stupid faces but still see you get the science out of it. It's curriculum-based, so it fits in with their schooling, and then they can scan the QR codes. And, you know, they're not particularly good readers or they're younger audience. They can scan it and actually listen to the words and see videos pop up of the animals.
I like it,
that's
Chris.
That's very cool.
You're covering all angles. Now, Chris, your mantra is incredible. Education is the key to conservation. Where can people get a hold of your newest book?
Well, as I say, any good bookstore, or you can jump online, New Holland Publishers, and they'll send you out a book. But all the big book dealers online will have a copy of Chris Humphrey's Coolest Creepy Crawlies.
Love that. Zoologist Chris Humphrey, thank you for chatting with us this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you.